The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Marat Zakenati Yafad Batzara Ve'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Wahashem Tenehem Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shlema Moshe Ben Dina En La Refana Lo Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Refuat HaKol Rabal Abo Ve'chen Yirasom V'Ramal Amen.
Now again, you gotta get a Mishimon's rule when it comes to Tumat Ochli. Only something that's Mutar Behana'a, that has a deen that it's mutar to benefit from, is subject to tum'at ochlin. Such a type of food will receive tum'ah from other items. It has to be ra'ui. But if it's never had a sha'at heter, it cannot be subject to the laws of tum'at ochlin. Oh, it's got to be ochel, because you know this from Pasuk. Mikol ha'ochel asher ya'achel. It has to be edible, at least for 1 second. So he says, para, what is it, para duma? Which means you slaughtered the paraduma, now you have its meat. Basar is ochel, right? Metame'at tum'at ochlim, it can receive tum'at ochlim. Which means if a sheret touched it, or something touched it, it was a shiur of a kabetzah, it itself has the din where it receives tum'at ochlim. Now even though the chaura paraduma is a subhana, you could have benefit from paraduma, and the chaura never had a shahat heter. So how can it be subject to the laws of tumat ochlim lashi? Para aduma metameat tumat ochlim. That's the gemara. They have yoil, they have yela shahat kosher, because it had shahat kosher. At a moment where it was viable, where the basar was mutar lashi. Leechol mishen nishkaita v'yarda la turat ochel. Even after you slaughtered the para aduma, there was a moment where the basar was edible. How in the world could you ever eat Basar of the Paraduma? So the Gemara says, the Amar is Lakish, to explain it, what do you mean, Sha'at HaKosher? How do you have Sha'at HaKosher after you store the Paraduma? Omer Ayar Rabbi Shimon, Parash Nifdit, Al Gabe Ma'arachta. That we're talking about when you store the Paraduma, according to the Halakha, which means in the place. Outside of Harabayit, that's where you're supposed to store the Paraduma, which means in the place that's Mul Ha'echal. Exactly, Ma'arachta means in the place where the Paraduma is supposed to be slaughtered, you slaughtered. It was a viable Sha'ita. But what happened? In the interim, you found a better Paraduma. Not only had one, you found two. You found another Paraduma where it was nicer than the first one. So what do? You make Pidyon on the first Paraduma, and now you're able to make a shaita on the second paraduma. And therefore, since from the time after you slaughtered it, the animal was ra'ui le pidyon, even though you didn't make it pidyon, but until you burn it and put it into the ashes, from that moment till you burn it, technically you have a pidyon window. And what did the Bishamon say? At that point, the basad is subject to mat ochlim. What do you mean? I thought to mat ochlim is only in a case well, the animal is mutal le'echol. Yes, it's mutal le'echol if you would make a pidyon. But I didn't make a pidyon. Ah, kol ha'omed levdot, kepadui damer. And therefore you see what? That a Mishnah holds like that as well. Alma, kol ha'omed levdot, kepadui damer. Look at the top Rashi. Ba'amar Rish Lakish. Ezeu sha'at ha'kosher ha'ita la, do'omer ha'ya Rabbi Shimon paran nevdit, afilu nishkaita la ma'aracha kemishpat. Meaning you slaughtered the paraduma in the right place. Im matza acheret yafe mimena. Vezeh sha'at ha'kosher shavah. Fapish shelo nevdit. Filo ha'achi. Mash vile uchla. Ho'il vile uya levdot. And therefore, similarly go back to Rabbi Shimon. Ligabet tiviha. The guy stole the animal and he slaughtered it. Our question was, what do you mean? It's not a shaita, it's an uya. Because when it's a baal mum, after you slaughter it, you start to make a pidyon. Oh, no, that's, it's okay, it's an uya. Because It's destined to make a pinyon. And therefore the shaita is considered materet. Because kol ha'omed lifnot, kipatu idameh. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now that the Gemara comes along and answered that, we go back to what we said on yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we had two answers to the question. What was the question? I'm repeating the question again. The B Shimon said, you steal an animal of Ikdish and you slaughter it, you hayav dalad veheh. So we said, how could you be hayav dalad veheh? The shaita is not a good shaita. The B Shimon of the shaita that holds that only a shaita that's matir achila, that becomes edible. When you slaughter a korban, you cannot eat the korban, especially if we thought we were slaughtering it outside of the azara. So the Gemara gave two answers. One answer was the ganav didn't slaughter it outside. He stole somewhere, he stole it uven's korban. He took it to the azara, it was shalem, tamim, everything's good, it was perfect korban, slaughtered it l'shem re'uven in the azara. Oh, that's a shaita batirit. Therefore it's in hayav, dal ve. Oh, like we asked, why have to be dal ve? The chara went to slaughter for the uven, it's like you gave it to him back. No, the blood spilled. So if it wasn't ole for the uven, then we have to pay 4 and 5. And then we just answer the question. Ah, but it's not the blood. It's not the shaita that's mati the animal. It's the blood. Okay, that's a side point. We just answered that question. Good. Then the shtakish gave a different answer. No, you know what the case is talking about? He stole a baal mum. It was a hikdesh, baal mum. Baal mum, you don't have to slaughter a baal mum in the azara. You can slaughter a baal mum even outside the azara, and it's considered a shaita that would matir the animal. You didn't make pijon yet? Okay, don't worry about it. Therefore, it's a good shaita, good. But now we want to ask, why didn't Rabbi Yohanan learn like Rish Lakish? And why didn't Rish Lakish want to learn like Rabbi Yohanan? I mean, there's two different answers over here. One's learning it was a shalem. So the truth is, I can understand that. Why Rabbi Yohanan doesn't learn like Rish Lakish? Why would you want to learn the case about Baalei Mumim? If you can learn the case, you're talking about it with animals tam. That makes more sense. And then the Gemara starts off with that. Gemara says, third line. Bish lamar Rabbi Yohanan lamar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish dekaba eluk ben lematitir afilu betemimin. Rabbi Yohanan doesn't want to play the Lakish because he wants to establish by even talking about where the animal is shalem. Why do you want to make an animal balmum? Ela Rish Lakish maitama lamar Rabbi Yohanan. How come Rish Lakish didn't learn the case of Rabbi Yohanan where the animal is shalem? He brought it to the Azara and stored it. Amadecha utbaho umecharo. The Shakish has a very important derasha over here. From the fact that the Torah juxtaposes the words utbaho umecharo, the guy either slaughtered it or he sold it. Konecha di ite b'mechira, ite b'tbicha, vechonecha de leta b'mechira, leta b'tbicha, vehani kadashim. הועיל דחי מזבין קדשים לא הוויה מחירה לתנעו בתביחה. לשקיש הזה דין. If an item cannot be sold, it's not subject to slaughtering either. It has to be ra'ui to either be slaughtered or sold. Now let's talk. A korban. It's kodesh already. Could you sell a kodesh? No. What are you selling? It's Kodesh here, it's Kodesh there. You don't transfer the shoe and do nothing. Right. So since I can't sell it, there's no deen of Tevicha on it. But a Baal Mum I could sell. Because a Baal Mum already, Shayach to make a pinyon on it. So the Shakish is a very important law here. The only time I'm Hayav Tevicha on an item is if the item is subject to Mechira also. But if it's not subject to Mechira, no. I could have argued, I could have said, what do you mean? There's two different dinim. There's Mechira, there's Tibia. So I can't sell it. I was Tobeya. No. The fact that it says Utbaho Mecharo, the Torah is teaching you, when am I Hayav on Tibia? If the animal was sellable. Even though you're not Mechayaving me for selling it, you're Mechayaving me for the Tibia. So it doesn't matter. Potentially it has to be able to be sold. Could I sell a Korban? That's not Korban, it's Kodesh. So I sold it to the next guy. It's still Kodesh. It didn't transfer anything. It's still Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he has to learn the case. Let's talk about a Baal Mum. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo havya mechira de'en kadashim timimim yutzim lecholin. Right. When I sell a Korban that's Shalem to somebody else, it doesn't become Cholin. It remains a Korban. Hilkach bebaalim umina skina deitnu betalvayu. But a baal mum I can sell. Baal mum I can sell, and therefore, if I make shechita on it as well, I will be hayav. That's the shita of Rish Lakish. Comes again what and says, the azdu letahamayhu. Meaning, Rabbi Yohanan and Rish Lakish, they are following their opinions that we saw in another place. Where did we see it? The Itmar. Habokher Terefa. Rabbi Ganav. What did he do? He sold a Terefa. He stole an animal. The animal was a Terefa. And he sold it. Le Debrer Bishimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, that says, Yepatur on such a Teviha. If I would slaughter such an animal, what's the din according to the Bishamon? Yepatur, because there has to be something that's a Teviha, that's not only for eating. So we have a statement. I sold a Terefa Alibad to the Bishamon. What's the din? Rabbi Yohanan Amar Hayav. Rish Lakish Amar Patur. Rabbi Yohanan Amar Chayav Afagav Delete B'Tmicha Ite B'Mechira. Rish Lakish Amar Patur Kevan Delete B'Tmicha Lete B'Mechira. Perfect. You see the exact machlok that we're looking for. Again, you have a terefa. According to the Bishimon, I sold it. Oh, that's a tricky question. Because we all agree, if I slaughtered it, according to the Bishimon, I'm not Chayav, because it's a terefa. But I said, I didn't slaughter it. I sold it. So the Gemara says, Mahlok Rabbi Yohanan v'Rishtakish. Rabbi Yohanan says, Yechayav. Tiviha and Mechira, two separate items. Rabbi Yishtakish says, no. Since if you slaughtered, I'm going the other way. Since if you slaughtered it, it would not be Hayav. If you sell it also, it's obvious. Which means the items have to be subject to both. Tiviha and Mechira. Where there's Tiviha, then you can be Hayav and Mechira. Where there's Mechira, you can be Hayav and Tiviha. But if one of them is not Shayach, you're not Hayav. That's what if you see the Mahalog and the Bishamon and the Shakish, clearly, how to learn the Rashav Utpacho, Umecharo, comes the Gemara and says, Etive. Yohanan's asking on Rish Lakish. What's the question on Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish holds you have to have both viable, yeah? Etibe, Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ganav Kilayim. A guy stole an animal that was a hybrid. Okay, it came from two animals. Two animals that were cross-breeded, and that's the type of animal that he stole, as she says. Ganav Kilayim, Mikibsa Vitayish. From like a sheep and a goat. Bah, that's where it came from, this animal. Now, the afagav dechtim kebet tibiha se. I mean by tibiha, it's talking about a se, right? Se, sure, se. The amar about the kama koma kom shema se, en kilayim bimashma, haka mechayev de trebe behedja kele de kamar. You don't think that the Torah did not include hybrids for the law of arba v'chamisha. Later on, we're going to see from extra words in the pasuk, hybrids are included. Okay, so he stole a hybrid. Utbacha, what did he do? He slaughtered it. Terefa, or he stole a terefa, umachra. Meshalem teshtume arba'a v'chamisha. Now this statement over here, this braita, it must be going like Rabbi Shimon. How do I know? From the fact that it said terefa umachra. Why didn't it say terefa v'tavcha? Because obviously Rabbi Shimon holds terefa v'tavcha, you're not chayav, because it's not edible. For the fact that the bright that it chooses an illustration, the terefa umachra, we see clearly this bright is following shitat Rabbi Shimon. My love, Rabbi Shimon. Alma fagav delete b'tmicha itibimchira. Yohanan says, I'm right. It's against the Shlakish. Because we're saying, what, if you sold a terefa, you're going to be chayav, even though it's not shayach to make tibiha. So you see, they're not dependent on each other. Question against Lishtakish. Amar le la. He says no.
It's not Rabbi Shimon.
That braita is not Rabbi Shimon. That braita is going like Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are arguing Rabbi Shimon. They're going to say what? That a terefa is considered a shechita. Oh, so if that's the case, Irabanan terefa b'mchira ita b'zbiha leta. What did you have to give me a case where you sold the terefa? Give me the case where you slaughtered it. If you go like the rabbi's opinion, what did you have to change the case by terefa? Terefa machrat. Terefa, what's machrat? Say even if you slaughtered it, according to the banan. Gemara says ve'elamai. What do you want to say then? Rabbi Shimon. You want to say Rabbi Shimon? Kilayim b'tmicha ita b'mchira leta. I'll ask you. According to Rabbi Shimon, why when it came to the kilayim, you only gave me the case of tmicha when you slaughtered the hybrid? What? Say mechira. So it's the same question you're asking on me that made it like the rabbis. You asked me from the sefa. I'll ask you from the resha the way you establish it according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, what was the case in the Braita again? The guy, he stole kilayim and he slaughtered it. What does he have to give a case of slaughter? What can he give? He stole kilayim and he sold it. Why'd you limit the case? You're asking me why did I limit the case of terefa to selling? Why did you limit the case of kilayim to slaughtering? The same question. Ela tana tibicha hu adin mechira. Which means, Eli, you have to say that the Tana, when he said you slaughtered the Kalayim, he left Afka. Tana tevicha v'adin l'mechira. It means v'adin l'mechira. Ema l'rabbanan nameh. Therefore, I could say in this sefa as well, Tana mechira v'adin l'tbicha. Right? Even though it's said by the case of the terefa that you sold it, yeah, left Afka, sold it, v'adin if you slaughtered. So just like yes, you have to say Slav Dafka in the Resha, I can say Slav Dafka in the Sefa as well. Now, which means the Braita basically is not a question according to the Shtakish, because I said the Braita is following Shitat Rabbanan, and the Braita is Slav Dafka when it says Tabha, Tuadin Machras, Machra, Adin, Tabha. Good? Rabbi Gavran says, Rabbi Yohanan Amalekha, Rabbi Yohanan says, no. Not so fast. Rabbi Yohanan Amalekha. Rabbi Yohanan is going to explain the question a little better. Hai mai. Which means, I establishing this braita. I amat mishlama Rabbi Shimon. If you want to explain the braita is indeed following Rabbi Shimon, that says what? That when you slaughter a terefa, it's nothing. Aidi di tana terefa bachada, tana kilayim bachada. Ela I amart, Rabbanan de arbinu venetninu, ganav kilayim utrefa utmachanum charan mishtantashmar bachamisha. Which means, I'll ask you a bomb question. I was asking a good question. If you say the bright as a bishamon, it makes sense. You know why? Because the Bishon, you had no choice when it came to the Terefa, you had no choice but to learn the case was talking about Machra. Because Tevicha, you can't do by a Terefa. Right. So I got the Sefa that you discussed one case, that's why in the Resha by Kilayim, we also discussed one case of slaughtering it. According to Mishamon, it makes sense why you chose one case. Because the Sefai had to choose one case, so the Reshai also chose one case. Bashekar, according to the rabbis, you should have just put everything together. Ganav, Terefa, or Kilayim, Utbacha, Umchara. And therefore, from the fact that the bright didn't do that, it's Mukhat, it's the Mishamon. And therefore, if it's Rabbi Shimon, Kasha against the Shtakish. Because how could Rabbi Shimon, according to you, say that by a terefa, if you sold it, you're going to be Hayab, but it's not viable to Shaita. Ella, you see, they're not interdependent on each other, they're not interlinked to each other. Therefore, the Gemara says Kasha. The bright indeed is a Kasha against the Shtakish. Good. Which means it's more mashma. Rabbi Yohanan's coming back and saying, I know you want to love Dafka, it's Rabbanan and love Dafka, who are deen Tibiha, who are deen Mechira, but really, it's the easier path.
He's asking the question again.
Right? Yeah, he said, my question is a good question. Don't talk to Haimi and say, oh, it's Rabbanan, leave me alone, and everything's love Dafka. Think for a second, it's more mashma like Rabbi Shimon is Braita. Why? Because the Braita had no choice in the Sefa to say, Terefa Umachra. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no choice, Terefa V'Tavcha.
Correct.
Good. So the sifah had to be limited to one. So I could say, once already you learned the sifah in one scenario, the Gemara gave the resha ganav kilayim, a hybrid. So it also gave one of the two cases. It gave the case, ganav kilayim betavcha. It could have gave also umacha. But since the sifah had to be talking about one scenario, the resha also one scenario. But according to the rabbis, what do you have to tell me? Adreshah, Zavtavka, Sefah, Zavtavka. It's just very simple. Put all the cases together. Ganav, Terefav, Ganav, Kedai, Betavha, Umachra. The fact that it didn't say that much, but it's not going like Rabbanah. It's called the Rabbi Shimon. And still it's saying that Mechira and Tevihah are not related to each other. And therefore it's a question against Mishtakish. And therefore the Gemara concludes and says, indeed, Kashya. It is indeed a question. Now the Gemara goes on a side point. You just told me that, what if I steal a hybrid? You're telling me I'm Hayab Dalad the Kilayim. What else is Kilayim? Sekitiv. The Torah says, Sek, Yignov Ish Shor Ose Utmacho. Cheap. Rabba Ze Bana Av Kobakom Shne Emar Se. Eno Eda Leotzi Ta Kilayim. The Rabba went even further and said, anytime it says se, it's to exclude kilayim. Tavka says se.
No dalad behind.
Right? There's no dalad behind kilayim. So what are you even talking about? The Gemara says shani acha over here is different. The amar kira o lerabot et kilayim. It's a shor o se. From the word o, it's coming to ed kilayim. The Gemara says vechol o lerabotu. Right? Every time it says o, it's coming to include. But then, yeah, when we're talking about the different animals that are kashir for korban, pasuk says shor o chesev o ez, right? The ki valed, etc. Then it says yiratzeh le korban ishe la Hashem, and it says the word a few times over there. Shor o chesev o ez. So the Gemara says shor o chesev. What is shor o chesev? From the o, from the extra o, prat le kilayim. Here we're learning the oz excluding that only a regular animal, prat, coming to exclude kilayim will not be kasher for korban. Or is, what is the o of the is coming to teach me? Prat lindidme. What is a mutant? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, nidme, de eno dome le abiv velo le imo, sheba me'ayil verachel. It came from a ram and like a sheep. Vedome le'ez. But it looks like a goat. Which means what?
There are questions.
It looks like a third. It's an ayil and a rachel. It looks like a goat.
It's born to two sheep, but it looks like a goat.
Right. Born to two sheep, but it looks like a goat. So it's that's called a nidme.
Strange.
The mother or father from the same species.
Right.
But the kid somehow looks like something else. So the O comes and tells me, Prat l'nidme. Oh, so basically the Gemara's question is, wait, make up your mind how you're learning the O. By utpaho o becharo, by shor o se, by tevihah mechere, he said, oh, the O is coming to say, not only a se, but also a hybrid. When it came to korbanot, it also said shor, or se, or ez, whatever it said in the pasuk there. And what are you telling me? Oh, lema'et kilayim, prat kilayim. Oh, prat l'nidme. So make up your mind. You see, it's not always coming to include. So Gemara answers Amar Rava, Hacha me'anyane dekra, Hacha me'anyane dekra. All goes according to the context of the pasuk. That's the way you doresh. Here by stealing, right? Okay, dichtiv shor ose. Now those are two different species. She'iatayachol leotzi kilayim mebeneim, which means a shor and a se do not intermingle. You cannot make a product from a shor or a se, and therefore from the simple mashmaut of the pasuk, it's not coming to include kilayim. From the two animals that it chose, shor and se are not mateable. They will not produce. So from the fact that the pasuk chose shor or se, which are not mateable, what is the o coming to do then? O or lirabot kilayim. Right, it's coming to include something that's not innate in the pasuk. However, gabe kadashim dechtiv kesev or ez shata yachol leotzi kilayim ibinehem.
Same gestation period.
Which means these items are mateable, and therefore you could have included it just from the pesukim. Therefore, or lema'etu. Therefore, the or must be coming to exclude. Look at Rashi. Gabe geneva. Baram Rashi on the Yamud. Gabe geneva dichtiv shor ose. Di iloa vakitiv o lerabot lo mishtama kelayim minahu shere en mitaberim zeh mizeh. Why? She'en iburam shaveh. A shorter nesed there, as you say, gestation periods are not the same. The behema gasa yoledet letishah, 9 months. Udaka lahamisha. You can't get pregnant. One gives birth 9 months, one gives birth 5 months, and they're not compatible. So therefore, from the pesukim itself, when I read shor oseh, what do I say? No kilayim. The o must be coming to include something that was not inherent in the pasuk, so the all comes to include. Hilkach ole rebuyata, velo leotzi, da'belavachi lo atekelaim pasuk. Without the all, I wouldn't have included it. So the all must be coming to include. Mashekam by kadashim, we have in the pasuk over there shor or ez, kesev. Those are two meaning that you can have the same gestation period. Therefore, sheyakilayim, the or must be coming to memareh. Therefore, there is no law. Kilayim is not shayach by a korban. Amen.